Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, well, you mentioned bench guys. I like Tari Eason in both games. He had 13 and 10 against Golden State. But this was also, over the weekend, Josh Christopher had his best game. What do you make of Josh Christopher? Yeah, I mean, is he playing his way into getting some more minutes? Obviously, we've talked about this in the past, how he's kind of just been the odd man out. What do you make of what he was able to do?
You know, the box score, it's not going to jump out at you. 11 minutes, 6 points, 2 of 4 shooting, didn't have a rebound, had one assist. But there was one specific play where I think it's the third quarter. The Warriors are in zone, and he's set up behind the 3-point line on the left wing, and I think it was Jonathan Kuminga gets caught out of position and closes out way too hard or way too long on Garrison Matthews, and Matthews gets the ball to Christopher on the wing, and the Warriors defense is scrambled, and so the next guy who's in the corner runs towards Christopher, and Christopher gets the ball to the corner to Tari Eason. And then Eason has time to just drive baseline and get himself a bucket. And it's not a big play. It's not anything that's really going to stand out. But it showed some growth with Christopher where he saw it, he recognized it, and then he made a quick decision to get the ball to Eason and give themselves a chance. And you know, one of the things that Christopher has struggled with is decision making, and seeing that those are little plays that get you on the floor. Those are little plays that are going to give you some more minutes. And then he followed that up and played really well after that. So I don't think it necessarily means he's going to be boom right in the rotation on Monday night against Philadelphia, but it does show that it did kind of remind you don't give up on him just yet. And I think, and I know for me, didn't play at all against Phoenix. He did not play at all in the first half of the game against the Warriors. And I'm thinking this guy might not even make it to the trade deadline. He might be one of these guys where they need a roster spot and they just move him to get off the contract for next year. But he did show that there's something there. They still really like him. He's just got to take advantage of the opportunities. And you've seen it many, many times where Garrison Matthews is the guy who will take advantage of the opportunity. You saw last night it was Christopher who took advantage of his.
Yeah, and you love to see it because I know he's a really hard-working kid, and everybody likes Josh Christopher a lot. And so he's easy to root for and somebody that you want to succeed. I don't know, for me, it's just really hard envisioning a spot for him when you think about Deshaun Nix being sort of a better point guard, and they have better options as scoring options. And then Ty Washington is, you know, doing his thing with the Vipers. And it's somebody that I think is going to have at least a shot or an opportunity to make an impression at some point. So I just wonder, you know, I love to see the game from him and love to see kind of him have these moments whenever he does get these opportunities. But it still, for me, raises that question, or that question, I should say, is still there of where does he fit in the grand scheme of things when you consider what else they've got there in the spots where he play.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, You transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No, he's clearly behind the other guys, but the talent's there. I think we all know the talent's there. You just need to see him improve. And what he did last night, just again, it's a very small play in a game, but I don't think that he makes that pass. And it seems like a simple pass, but the game is moving so quickly. You know, the Warriors are in zone. But for the game to have slowed down enough for him to be able to see that play to Eason, I do think it shows some growth, and it does show that he's getting better. You might not necessarily see it on the floor because he's not getting minutes, but it is there. And so I do think that it's a step. And naturally what development is. Development is just taking step after step after step after step until you become a really good player. We'll see what happens moving forward. But the fact that he saw that, I think shows that there's still something there, and there's still an opportunity for him to really make something of himself on this team, because there will be minutes that open up. Guys will get hurt. Guys might get traded. So minutes will be there. It's just a matter of, again, do you take advantage of the minutes when you get them? And so far this season, he had not done that. Last night he did.
Yeah, I think two really good examples on the team, if you want to talk about guys who took advantage of their opportunities or have taken advantage of their minutes and now have solidified roles on this team, you would look at KJ Martin and Jayshon Tate even before him, like guys who, you know, could have very easily, you know, KJ as a second round pick, and we all know Jayshon's his route to the NBA, guys who could have easily found themselves out of the rotation, found a role and found an identity and a niche for themselves. Obviously different types of players, but just talking about guys who stuck around long enough to make an impression and got their opportunities and made the most of them. Those are two teammates of his that would be, I think, really good examples to look at.
Honestly, I think a better example is Eason from this year.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, total, 100%. I'm looking at guys that are ahead of him, but Eason is a great example.
I think, like, with Tate, it suffered because there's nobody else. So they didn't have any players, you know, 2 years ago. So he was going to play, and he was healthy, and he played basically that entire season. And then I do think Martin's a good example, especially from last year, where the minutes weren't there for him early in the season. He was playing behind some guys, and then, you know, he was good. So he kind of created a role for himself. But I don't know if anyone thought that. Really, you can say Christopher last year. Steven Silas even said he didn't expect Josh Christopher to be in his rotation last year, but Christopher was so good that he couldn't keep him off the floor. And I do think that if you're Josh Christopher and you hear that, you still have an opportunity to get yourself back in the rotation. It's just all about what you do when you're on the floor and if you continue to show growth. So there are a million examples, and really Josh Christopher just has to look at himself as one of those examples. But, you know, Eason was a guy, I don't know if he necessarily would have thought that he was going to be in the rotation no matter what he did in summer league over the summer, but he played well during preseason. He continued to play well during the regular season. And so it's gotten to the point where he's going to be on the floor. You could say the same thing for Usman Garuba this year, where Garuba was a little bit of an afterthought, but he got an opportunity when Fernando got hurt, and now it almost feels like there are times where he's ahead of Fernando in the rotation.